death for death. Youth had minor scrapes with law, but didn't fit image of a cop killer. June 9, 1988. Bobby Steele was swinging the bat well, and by Sunday was on a 9-game hitting streak with a City Youth League baseball team, the Sun Valley Park Pirates. On Monday, the 16-year-old was able to parlay a morning dental appointment into a whole day off from school. The grandparents, who raised him, didn't mind that he spent the rest of the day around the house. But by 9 p.m., he was ready to get out of the North Hollywood home where he had lived his entire life. He baked himself a batch of cookies and then left to meet a friend. When he walked out the door, he left behind everything that appeared to be routine about his life. A few hours later, and a few blocks away, Robert J. Steele killed a cop, Los Angeles police say. A few hours after that, police killed him. "It doesn't make sense," his grandmother, Pauline Steele, said Wednesday as she sat on the dead youth's bed and looked at the collection of baseball trophies on his bureau. "It seems like we're talking about two separate people," said his sister, Laurie Lynn Steele. To his family, Steele may have been a mischievous youth, someone who had his troubles in school and with authorities, but he did not fit the picture of a cop killer. At 12:20 a.m. Tuesday, however, according to police, the teenager grappled with a rookie police officer for control of the officer's gun. Within seconds, Officer James Bea, 24, fell to the ground, fatally shot in the head. Cornered and killed. Steele, suspected of having just burglarized a nearby electronics store, then fired the weapon at the policeman's approaching partner and ran off. He was later cornered in the attic of a vacant home and shot to death by officers when, according to authorities, he repeatedly tried to pick up the gun. "He had been in trouble before, but never anything like this," his 23-year-old sister said. "I feel that what happened was that he was scared. He got in with the wrong people, did something wrong, and got scared." Police declined to say whether Steele had a juvenile record. His family said he had minor scrapes with authorities in the last year, including a fight with a teacher and an arrest when a police officer found a pair of brass knuckles in a car in which he was riding. Details of the incidents were unavailable Wednesday. Steele was a student at North Hollywood High School, where he frequently missed classes, until May 9th, administrators said. Then he was placed in a school program supervised by Los Angeles County juvenile authorities, but officials declined to say what prompted the transfer. "He liked sports and to goof around, but there was a little bit of a mystery about him," said Ricardo Davis, recreation leader at Sun Valley Park, who knew Steele for 8 years. "He came to the park right before his games, and he left right after. I don't know if the friends he had on the team were his really close friends or just friends while he was here." Police said a friend away from the park was Alberto Hernandez, 19, of North Hollywood. After Steele left his home Monday night, investigators said he and Hernandez broke into Alpha Electronics, about 6 blocks from Steele's home.